Susan's and Matt are going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
I'm ready to lose. Absolutely.
Oh,
this
no.
is not.
Susan, you never know. You never know.
You
sure
never know.
Okay.
Jen's record's okay. 2,055 victories and 581 losses.
Ooh.
So it could be a loss. You never know.
It could be a tiebreaker, and those are stupid.
Yeah, Jen loves those.
I hate them.
There we go. All right, well, Susan, let's play the game. Ask Jen to leave the room. That starts the game.
All right, Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Susan.
All right, Susan's getting confidence. Try to win this game. Get that limited edition Ooh. I Trump Tui t-shirt. I would love to see that thing up and down Mentor Avenue, 306, Center, wherever. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I've never. Have you, Stevie, seen an I Trump Tui t-shirt in the wild?
Nope. Just in the bottom of my drawer.
Hey. Oh, that's right. You don't wear it. Because our faces you don't like.
It's really there.
All right. Here we go. Five questions. Jen's in the hallway. Make sure you give us that answer before you hear that buzzer. Obviously, there is a timer involved. So let's begin with... I can't. This is a lie. I can't do that. So it's Great Wolf. I don't know why I did that. Great Wolf Lodge is rolling out a ranch milkshake.
So why?
I don't know. It's vanilla ice cream blended with ranch dressing, which you probably could guess. But here's the thing. It's topped with fried chicken, celery, carrots, whipped cream, and a lime rim.
Just feel like they should be separate.
It runs March 5th through May 20th, so it could be a tasty Tuesday road trip. I need you to name any other indoor water park in Sandusky that is not Great Wolf Lodge.
Indoor?
Yep.
Kalahari.
All right. Nice job. Just in time for the buzzer. Question number two, McDonald's. That's fair. Is launching its biggest burger ever. It's called the Big Arch Burger. 2 quarter-pound patties, 3 slices of white cheddar, lettuce, onion, pickles, and a new Big Arch sauce. Launches on March 3rd. Which other sandwich at McDonald's has 2 burgers on it? Oh, and it also has special sauce.
A Big Mac.
Question number three. Kelly Clarkson is opening up about fighting to write her songs following her legendary American Idol win. She recalled, and I quote, "I think the label was very against it because I won a talent show. They did not know that I was a writer," end quote. Now, Kelly Clarkson, as a lot of us know, won the first season of American Idol. My question to you, who was the winner of the second season of American Idol?
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
That's all right. That was a long time ago. Question number four. Daniel Radcliffe has built a varied career across film and TV and Broadway. He was addressing rumors while speaking out about playing Wolverine. Daniel Radcliffe said, and I quote, "It was never real. It was never a suggestion in any kind of way," end quote. Obviously, we know that Daniel Radcliffe played the role of Harry Potter. Now, Harry Potter was sorted into which house at Hogwarts? What was the name of it?
Brethren.
All right. Question number five. Lizzie McGuire star Hilary Duff is mourning her on-screen dad, Robert Carradine, after his family confirmed his passing. Now, Duff shared her grief in a post to Instagram, writing, "This one hurts," end quote. On the show, what was Lizzie McGuire's younger brother's name?
I don't know.
Let's
go with Billy.
Let's go with Billy. Absolutely. Let's see how you did with those five questions. We're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the room, and ask her those same five questions next. Continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite, Susan's in Manor. Answer 5 questions a minute ago. How'd Susan do?
Susan got 2.
There you go, Susan. You got 2.
Good job.
Got 2 correct today, trying to win that t-shirt. Limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt.
Smooth fit from shoulder to hip.
Sure. Thank you, Jen. Question number one. Great Wolf Lodge. It's rolling out a ranch milkshake. Vanilla ice cream blended with that ranch dressing for your mouth.
Ugh.
By the way, it's topped with fried chicken, celery, carrots, whipped cream, and a lime rim.
There's whipped cream on that?
Tasty Tuesday on the road. Runs
no.
March 5th through May 20th. Let's get to it.
No.
Ranch to the mouth.
I'll take the trip, but I won't have the milkshake.
Where'd Stevie go? Oh, she's on the slide.
She's under the giant bucket.
I need you to name any other indoor water park in Sandusky not named Great Wolf Lodge.
Kalahari.
Kalahari is one of them. Yep. We got Castaway Bay is another one. Question number two. Maybe you can file this under McDonald's is launching the biggest burger ever. It's called the Big Arch. It's 2 quarter-pound patties, 3 slices of white cheddar, lettuce, onion, pickles, and a new Big Arch sauce. That launches on March 3rd. Which other sandwich at McDonald's has 2 burgers on it? Oh, and it also has special sauce.
A Big Mac.
There you go. I think they've got double cheeseburgers and other things too, but specifically Big Mac. Kelly Clarkson, this is question 3, is opening up about fighting to write her songs following her legendary American Idol win years ago. She recalled, and I quote, "I think the label was very against it because I won a talent show. They did not know that I was a writer," end quote. Kelly Clarkson, as we know, won the first season of American Idol, but who was the winner of the second season of American Idol?
Ruben Studdard.
Nice job. It was Ruben Studdard. 20 years ago, whatever it's been.
That's crazy.
Question number 3. Daniel Radcliffe has built quite a career across film and TV and Broadway. He was addressing rumors while speaking about playing the role of Wolverine. And he said, and I quote, "It was never real. It was never suggested in any kind of way," end quote. Daniel Radcliffe, as we know, played the role of Harry Potter. Harry Potter was sorted into which house at Hogwarts?
Gryffindor.
Oh! Question number 5. Lizzie McGuire star Hilary Duff is mourning her on-screen dead Robert Carradine after his family confirmed his passing. Duff shared her grief in a post to Instagram, writing, "This one hurts," end quote. On that show, what was Lizzie McGuire's younger brother's name?
Logan.
Logan Lizzie, that's cute.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Mm-hmm. Matt.
Or Matt.
Final mm-hmm. totals there, Stevie.
Susan 2, Jen 4.
Oh, Susan, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
One of these days, Susan.
You'll get me.
I know.
One of these days it's going to happen. Susan, it's always great to hear from you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for playing the game. But you know what you need to say.
I'm Susan from Menor, and I did not Trump Tui.
Brenda is a Medina. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Brenda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
Good. We are all doing very well. Very well. All right, so whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck to you, Brenda.
All right, Brenda's ready to roll.
As well.
She said good luck as well, Jen. She's walking out. She had her headphones off, so she didn't hear that.
She doesn't need it, but okay.
She's pretty good at this game. Yeah, 2,000. I haven't updated from this morning. 2,056 victories, 581 losses. That is Jen's overall record. You're not worried about that. You're trying to hand her her 582nd loss, and you can do so by answering more questions correctly than Jen of the 5 questions. I always remind people, just make sure to get your answer in before you hear that buzzer, because there is a timer involved. All right.
Yes, sir.
Question number 1. Billboard has announced the honorees for this year's Women in Music Awards. You have Teyana Taylor, who's going to receive the Visionary Award. Tate McRae is getting the Hitmaker Award. And Ella Langley is being given the Powerhouse Award. What genre of music does Ella Langley sing? It's either pop or country.
Country.
Question number 2. Noah Cyrus stepping into the film world with her first music song, debuting the bluegrass track Light Over the Hill for the upcoming adaptation of Colleen Hoover's Reminders of Him. The movie premieres in theaters, by the way, on March 13th. Who is Noah Cyrus's famous older sister?
Miley.
Question number 3. Fans of Heated Rivalry can soon rent the real-life cottage on Lake Muskoka? Yeah, Muskoka. The place is available on Airbnb for $248.10 Canadian dollars a night, a nod to their jersey numbers. Which sport do the main characters play in Heated Rivalry?
Hockey.
Question number 4. Spotify is unveiling their top 100 pop songs of the streaming era. Coming in at number 1 is this song by Olivia Rodrigo that launched her singing career back in 2021.
Go. Yeah.
Oh, there's the buzzer on that one. We'll go ahead and move to question number 5. The dress code for this year's Met Gala, well, it's now been revealed. It's fashion is art, tied to the theme costume art. The event happens May 4th at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. What was the 2025 Met Gala dress code?
Oh, Star Trek.
Let's go with that for the answer for question
number.
Well, it's, you never know.
That's
it's
a cool
better
thing.
To, it's better to get a guess in than not say anything at all, right? You never know when you can hit. So now what we're going to do, we'll tally up your totals. We're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio to answer those same five questions next. Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Brenda is in Medina. She answered five questions a minute ago. Let's let her know how she did.
Brenda got three.
There you go, Brenda.
Good job, Brenda.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt up for grabs. We'll see what happens. All right, now Jen has to answer the same five questions we asked you just a minute ago. Here we go. Question number one. Billboard has announced the honorees for this year's Women in Music Awards. You have Teyana Taylor. She's going to receive the Visionary Award. Tate McRae is getting the Hitmaker Award. And Ella Langley will be given the Powerhouse Award. What genre of music does Ella sing? It's either pop or country.
Oh, it's country.
It is. As we move to question number two, Noah Cyrus is stepping into the film world, first movie song, debuting the bluegrass track Light Over the Hill for the upcoming adaptation of Colleen Hoover's Reminders of Him. The movie premieres, by the way, in theaters on March 13th. Who is Noah Cyrus's famous older sister?
Miley Cyrus.
Of course it is. As we move to question number three, fans of Heated Rivalry can soon rent the real life Cat Cottage on Lake Muskoka. The place is available for Airbnb on Airbnb for $248.10 Canadian dollars a night, a nod to their jersey numbers. Which sport do the main characters play in Heated Rivalry?
Hockey.
It is hockey. As we move to question number four, Spotify has unveiled their top 100 pop songs of the streaming era. Coming in at number one is this song.
Is there a clue?
There is. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to help out, Brenda. All right.
Jeez.
Coming in at number one is this song by Olivia Rodrigo that launched her singing career back in 2021.
Driver's License?
It is. Driver's License.
Oh, my gosh.
I should have just stopped at this song.
I wish it was just this song.
Question number five.
I wonder what you would have guessed.
I don't know. I was leaning Party in the USA because we just had Miley Cyrus.
That's funny. It's always top of mind. Question number five. The dress code for this year's Met Gala. That has been revealed. It's fashion is art. It's tied to the theme costume art. By the way, this event happens May 4th at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. What was the 2025 Met Gala?
Oh, I don't remember.
Dress code?
What did Kim Kardashian wear? I feel like they did a whole thing. Did she have a cowboy hat on of some sort? It was country western. It was not.
It was Skims of the West. No, it is tailored for you. It
tailored
was
for you.
Tailored for you. Final totals there, Stevie.
Brenda 3, Jen 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brenda.
Sorry. The Star Trek was a stupid answer.
It was not a stupid answer. She guessed it as the thing. You never know. I would have never remembered them. We talk about it every single year, and I would have remembered that. We appreciate you playing. Thank you so much for listening to the show, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Brenda. I'm from Medina, and I did not Trump Tui.